This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Progressive groups are criticizing Governor Jared Polis for questioning whether state funding should be allowed for abortion. Colorado's constitution currently bans public funding, but abortion rights groups want to change that by putting it to voters through a ballot initiative. Polis has long said he supports abortion rights, but told CPR he has concerns about what that would mean for the cost of insurance for state workers. The groups also criticized the governor for not committing to support adding language to protect abortion in the state constitution. Colorado Congressman Doug Lamborn wants the Palestinian government to stop money from going to families of alleged terrorists. The Republican has introduced the Taylor Force Martyr Payment Prevention Act, which would sanction foreign banks that help make these payments.
Banks that want to participate in the heinous action of rewarding terrorists who kill innocent civilians must be held accountable.
A previous law cut economic aid to the Palestinian Authority unless it ends the so-called martyr payments. Supporters say sanctioning banks is the next logical step. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton introduced the Senate version of the bill last December. The Hanging Lake Natural Area near Glenwood Springs will reopen on June 25th. It's been closed for almost a year due to damage from recent mudslides and wildfires. Hanging Lake itself was spared, but the path up to it wasn't as lucky. The new trail is about 1 mile long and will feature newly built bridges and stone steps. You'll still need to make a reservation to visit. Daily permits will be available through the City of Glenwood Springs website on Monday. Right now in Denver, it's 79 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.